Hello, people, wherever you are. Welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's your host, Ked O, and I'm here with
Delali.
And we are so feeling freaky to be in your homes, on your phones, on your tablets, and on your podcast player. You just listening to us, and it's a very, very great privilege for us to always be on your reviews and everything. Seriously, the reviews are very great, and we expect nothing much from you guys, just for you to just listen and just download. Yeah. And on today's show, Figgy Friday, this will be the fourth episode, and I think I'll leave it to our co-host Delali to take over the show.
Hey, hi guys. So yes, welcome back to another Friday. And as you all know, Fridays, we have our 50-50 Friday. Today we are going to talk about first times. So today, I think in the afternoon, I was thinking what we'll be doing today, but I was like, you know what? How about we talk about our first times? I think it's time. It should be an interesting
one. Yeah. Because,
you know, with me in charge, it promises to be nothing short of, you know, freakiness, hotness, and a lot of excitement. You know, so yeah. I will start.
Yeah.
Ken will join in later. For me, I didn't get sexual until I completed the senior high school. That was somewhere 2015. I completed high school in 2015, and I remember when I was in school, I was naive, like super naive, very naive. You know, I was like, and I wouldn't say timid, but then I wasn't privy to certain things. Even though, when you go to high school, you know, you meet people, and then boys talk about a lot of things. So, you know, when you know, in class, and then my boys were talking about all these things, and I was like, and I'm wondering, you know, for me, I think one of the things that scared me was the fact that I was afraid of, you know, impregnating someone. So I just didn't want to get myself involved in, you know, in those things.
Yeah.
Then I completed high school. When I completed high school, I had a girlfriend there, Pearl. So, but then she was Nigerian, not in the same school.
Yeah.
So, due vacation, you know, she came back from school, and we didn't really live close, but then we live in the same neighborhood. So I went to visit them. So, and this was in the evening. So when I went to visit her, and then she was supposed to just escort me. So, you know, to some points, and then you turn back home. But then, you know, young lovers. we kept talking, and before we realized, we're in my house.
Whoa!
You know, when I remember the whole incident, it's funny, it's amusing. So yeah, before we realized, we're okay, so I invited her over. Talking, and then, you know, she for lack of better words, she was a bad girl when I met her. She knew, she had dance stuff, she knew stuff. So you can just imagine. So we ended up at my place, you know, we're talking, and then, you know, things started happening, and it's probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Why was it so embarrassing moment of your life?
Let's say it was embarrassing. Cause, you know, for someone who knew nothing about such things, and then having a partner who knows almost everything about it,
yeah,
who is experienced, you can just imagine. it was just embarrassing. I couldn't even find my way through it. But, you know, fortunately for me, the fact, you know, she, because she knew, you know, know, she had a little experience. Not even like she was experienced. Yeah, tell she was experienced. She knew all about it. So, you know, she understood. She understood. Then she was the one more like in control of the whole thing. She was a driver. Yes. In as much as I want to explain into details, if you've had conversation with people who grew up, who matured before getting involved in sexual activities, they will tell you how embarrassing it is when you have to do it with someone who has done it before, who knows almost everything about it. It's sad. Sometimes it's interesting, but then also it's embarrassing. So you know, you feel sad. You feel you've embarrassed yourself, your ego. You know, as a man, you know, going into it, you know, sometimes you brag, you talk about it, you talk about all the things you want to do, and then the day comes and you can't, and then the lady points out, well, you haven't done it before. You can just imagine how embarrassing it is. So yeah, for me, my first time, I didn't enjoy it at all.
For me,
how about you?
I'll just say mine was, it was fun and it was kind of stupid at the same time, because mine was, let me say, high school, form 3, that would be like 9th grade or something, and it was with, let me say, it was a gangbang, and let me, it wasn't like a gangbang, it was like, let me say, how you say gala, but it was only 2 boys and the girl, and I didn't know, so I think I caught them in one of the washrooms, and when I entered, I think the girl was so, like, feeling that sexual everything, and my friend, he was so embarrassed and all that, and the girl was like, oh. For me not to say anything, to keep quiet, they are not dating or anything. So I should just join. And I was like, okay. So and I didn't have anything sexually. I've not had anything. So like I didn't have any experience. So when I think it just happened, that was like one of the first stupid thing I made in my life. The stupid mistakes I made in my life. Because later, the girl was like, she didn't get her menses and all that. And, and my friend was kind of those rich, from a rich family. So he wasn't in the country at that moment. So we were about to write BEC and all that. And when the girl, so I was the one the girl was tormenting. So hey, I was the one the girl was tormenting in the way that, seriously, I literally lost weight. So later when my friend came, then the girl actually, I think it was her first time she was experiencing a menstruation. And when my friend came, he was like, okay, for him, if it's pregnancy, for him, he doesn't care. So it's like everything was on me. And for me, I know I didn't do anything. It was just, let me say, 1 minute, 2 minutes, because I've never had any experience like that. So it was just doing my thing and I'll just go. And later the girl said, oh, they went to the hospital and all that. So it's just like a fever kind of thing, and the doctor was like, she's in her adolescent stage and all that. And that made me to, I remember that day perfectly well. The kind of that I did, I think it can produce electricity like thousand wax villages, because seriously, ever since that day, I think that was that time I really, really had to reflect and like, okay, going into my adult, so what do I want? What do I? That's what made me made me tell my life that no, I won't. For henceforth, if it will be, it will make. I'll make sure it's always in protection or something. But that time I was so naive and all that. So serious. So yeah, that's mine. And for me, I've had a lot of people who have told me their first time, and some are so funny that you can't. Just like one guy at my office, he said his first time was at the church. Seriously, at the church. And so it's during church service. And I was like, what? And yeah, it was during church service. And the kind of thing that the girl was doing to him at that moment, he couldn't. So he just have to just go into their washroom, one of their washrooms. I think they have like those kind of washroom that is in the car room or something. And he just have to just release. And I was like, wow, seriously, ew. For me, I'll never do something. Seriously, church is not even on my bucket list of where I want to do it. No. Church is not. And you see, there are a lot of things that sometimes, for me, I get to experience. And first time, and I think most of our listeners, someone would say, someone who is a virgin all his life, or at maybe at a certain age, he's like 26 and he's a virgin. Please don't force yourself into anything. Don't force yourself. Just be yourself. If it comes, it comes. If you don't get and you just want to settle down and get married, because seriously, it's only 10 in all, okay, let's say 100%, only 0.5% who first times are so blissful, pleasurably fantastic, but the 99.90%, please, all of us, ours are not. So sometimes for me, first time is somewhat, it depends on the person. And sometimes for me, I feel it's more of the peer pressure stuff, because now we have the youth everywhere in the world. People want to just experience. They want to, okay, who has the biggest vagina, who has the biggest and big and all that. So yeah, I think it's more of peer pressure.
And then also, you know what people don't really know is sometimes however your first time you go, sometimes you know, plays a part or influences your subsequent the subsequent ones. So yeah, for instance, if you don't get a very good first time, or yeah, something you can actually, you know, say, well, I think I liked it or I enjoyed it. But the subsequent ones, it becomes a little somewhere. You don't really, you know, tend to enjoy the whole thing as you should. Because I've heard stories of people who after the first time didn't even want to do it again.
Because they didn't enjoy.
So you see the whole thing. So yeah, I feel people should, you know, it boils down to oneself, the individual, what you allow. It's quite unfortunate that people allow themselves to be pressured by their friends, by what they see or hear. However, for me, I won't advocate for marriage before sex. You don't want any form of disappointment, especially if you haven't done it before.
And for me, I'll just say, if it's married before sex, that for me, you, the guy or the girl, any one of you listening to us, you, the guy or the girl, I think you should have some touchy-touchy, like kisses and all that. And maybe if it's not even sex, you should be able to know your ladies, see her nakedness, or even see your guys' nakedness, to even to just appreciate. Or if you just, you see, and there are some people who say, oh, for them, they don't want to get, they don't want to have sex before marriage. And why? Because even with them seeing their partner, they are able to, like, know and feel like, oh, no, he's the right guy, he's the right lady. So, yeah. Oh, why? You've not heard it before.
No.
Yes.
I want to be quiet.
mostly, it's the Muslims. A friend of mine will, let me say, get married, I think, after the Ramadan. And I think I was at their house the last time, and she was just talking with one of her cousins, and her cousin was like, oh, for her, when she started dating his husband, they were just seeing themselves for 2 years. They've never done anything. And I was like, wow, so how are you guys able to have, like, just be yourself? And said, oh, no, they just have video call, and they could just be having a video call for like an hour. The girl will go and bath, will do everything. The guys will go and bath, do everything, and they'll be just watching their nakedness. And I'm like, what the hell? Seriously? And one thing that the girl said was that's what helped her to know that a guy can perform well, because he had everything, the body, everything, and for her, she wanted something. She didn't want a lot, and I think she and I think one thing that she said was she saw that her guy had everything extra. So basically, even their first night, it was just bliss. It was full of pleasure. And I was just listening, like, we are now in a crazy world. How can you just meet someone and maybe dating the person for 2 years and you've never had sex? And you guys were just having like flirtatious video calls and all that. Really?
That was very tormenting.
Hey, I can't torment myself like that.
I had there was this time. I had something going with a lady some time back. And then she was a virgin. I don't know if she still is. But then during the time I was with her,
oh, she's not a virgin. By now she's not.
Well, I can't tell. And after the time we were both in the uni by then. But yes, I think now she's doing. I think now she's done with her service. Because I was ahead of her a year. So, you know, when but after the time she was a virgin. So this is the funny thing. She was a virgin. But then she wasn't ignorant of, you know, certain things.
Okay.
So she knew every other thing, just that she had never done it.
Mm.
And then we started going out, and then one time I went to visit her on campus. And you know, because I knew she was a virgin, and then I didn't want to be the one to, you know,
meet her.
Exactly. I just wanted to, hold on to her like that, at least until the time is right. So, you know, I go there, you know, talk and then. So, yeah, I'm going back home. So, she's cutting to go and take a car. And then, so when we got to the bus stop where I'm supposed to pick my car, you know, I hug her and then I kiss her and then I go home. So when I got home, and then she texted me, and then she was like, she was expecting me to do more than what I did. You know? So I was like, what are you saying? You know, I, come on, you are a virgin. I respect that, and I don't want you, I don't want you knowing that. I want you to know at least, for whilst we are together, whilst we are in school, you know, maintain it. So maybe after school, then we can see what will happen. This girl was angry. Can you imagine that within the same week, she broke up with me?
Yes, she will. She will, because
till days, till days, I don't understand. I was shocked. I was like, ow. Like, what happened? Well, I was just there, and then, you know, she called me. And then she was like, she wants us to break up. And I was like, ah, why? And then she said, no reason. She just wants us to break up. I'm like, ah. I don't know, but you know, I feel some people, for me, I like expressive people. I like people, you know, who can be vocal about what they want. So if I'm with you, and then, you know, you want something, I expect you to be able to, you know, come straight, just be able to be straight from point blank and tell me, okay, I want this. I want us to do this. I don't want us to do that. But then you don't expect me to, you know, to be a psychic.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to read your mind. It's very difficult. You know, when you start doing that, you know, it ruins almost everything. Because if she had told me when I was there, even if I wasn't in the mood, or if I didn't want to do that, I'm sure I would have explained to her and given her reasons. But then is she waiting for me to get home before, you know, confronting me or texting me about it? You know, made it look some way. Then you know it makes you look as if you are slow. You are slow. You can't read people. You know, people. You can't read people.
Yeah.
It's not easy, yo. It's not easy.
And this topic made me remember one thing a girl asked me. And she's like, her first time, the guy did a whole lot. I think the guy did so much aerobics in the sex styles, positions, all that. So she really, really liked it. But unfortunately, she didn't marry that guy. So the next guy that he got, and they are still married, she's like, her first time with that guy, the new guy was so tormenting for her, because she had already downloaded all the styles that the other guy used, and he thought the new guy was going to do the exact same. And the new guy was more of like a principal, like corporate guy who was not talking. He wasn't a guest guy or tag guy. And she had to just like be there, lie down and all that. Feel like she wasn't so comfortable. And I think one of the things that she told me was, it got to a point, her actions made her new guy knew that the guy had to step up. So, and when the guy stepped out and did everything, she was still not satisfied. And she still didn't like it, like how she liked her first time. And I think most of our listeners, I think, really like experience this kind of things. And for me, it's a whole lot.
A lot of people actually experience that. So, you know, sometimes after effects experience, because, you know, sometimes people are just fortunate. They meet people who are very good at it. And then, you know, they give them all these things, you know. So they carry the same expectation into the next relationship or into the next person, thinking, well, whoever I meet afterwards has to be that good. Or has to give me the same excitement I got from my first, you know, from the first encounter.
Yeah.
Sometimes doesn't really, you know, happen. But come on, not a lot of people don't really put in so much effort into these things. And then there are those who, actually, for them, it's just basic things. Masa, let's normal, not so many acrobatics, you know, not too many skills, just the normal ones, 1, 2, and then we are off. And then there are those who also put in, you know, their best, they come with their A game. So
yeah.
For people who are lucky or not so lucky to, you know, have their first experience with these people, you know, tend to, you know, have some level of disappointment when they meet the next person, because they know the possibility of the next person matching up to the, you know, the first person is, you know, 50-50. It's average. It's average low. You know, you don't. Yeah, so that's actually one of the things. So, you know, you're fortunate if you get to just do it with just one person your whole life. At least that one, you already know what to expect and what not to expect.
And unfortunately, yeah, people can't do it with one person their whole life.
That's the truth.
Orgies and all that have to still go well. And I think the hookup girls must still get money to do they have to do. So to our audience listening, hookup girl is just like a prostitute, or let me say
rebranded.
Yes, rebranded prostitute. For them, they have their label, they have everything. So I think most people will go out for them for their first time because they want to experience things. They don't want a virgin.
At my age, I don't even want one.
And you know one funny thing. One funny thing is that most girls will want, okay, let me see. The guys will want a hookup girl who is so experienced, or maybe let me say a prostitute who is so experienced. But the girls will never want a guy who is a virgin. No. But for the guys, they are cool if you, the girl, either the girl is a virgin or a pimp or a hookup girl, they are always cool. So I think that thing also, it's not fair for most guys. And I think it's not everyone who gets to experience or who gets to maybe track into like the outdoor stuff in his early ages also. So to our people out there, relax, okay? Relax,
very true. Relax. If you've not done that, relax. Let's say there's no rush. There's no rush in this thing. Don't push yourself into something. Then later you get someone did it once and got pregnant. Someone did it once and impregnated someone.
And someone did it once and got syphilis, everything.
Yeah, what's an STD?
Yes, STDs. Yeah, STIs. Yes.
Don't rush it. Just relax.
So
if it comes, fine. If it doesn't, just be patient.
Be patient and wait. If you can't wait, have it, but always use a condom.
Yes, protection. Protection is key.
Protect yourself. Always use a condom. Don't go raw.
It's actually very important. It's very important.
Yes, it's very important.
People need to be told that a lot. You know, always protect yourself. Always. Always.
Always. Always. Always. Always. So, we've come to the end of the show. And I'd like to thank everyone. And I changed our hosting to a new hosting site, and I think most of our listeners will kind of for some weeks or maybe experience some small hitches with our distribution and all that. So please, we hope you all wait patiently, because most of the, I think our last episode with our new segment on Mellow Sugar All Talk is on every platform, but it's still not on Spotify. So we are kind of making sure it gets on, because I don't get why it's still not on Spotify. So hopefully this episode, when it's uploaded, will be on Spotify and on YouTube too. You can catch us there.
Yes,
you can catch us there. After, I think, feelings on our channel, I think you won't see anything. But from today, when this show is uploaded, I think most of you can go there and just check it out. You just see the feed there and you just listen and just feel it. Freaky Friday, like how we always do it. And Charlie, you guys should always listen and to support us. You can just support us using the description below. Our PayPal is there and everything. And you can just check our Patreon. Just text Mellow and Sugar. You can just go there. You can just... Everything. Seriously, our listeners are seriously the best. The best. Because sometimes I just check the statistics and I'm like, whoa. And the lady, you know, on Life Notes. Hey, wait. Is it listen? I think it's Listen Notes. We are in like the top 5. Top 5% globally, and it's out of like 2 million podcasts, and being like the top 5%, seriously, it's a blessing. I'd like to thank every one of you guys. I think you guys can check it out on our, I think I posted it on our Twitter, so our Mellow Sugar _pod. You can just check it out. You can just check the Listen Notes website there. Our podcast is there, everything. Seriously, we can't thank you guys enough for everything that you've done. And we hope you continue to listen to more of our previous shows and just like and follow us on Podbean and everywhere. And coming soon, we have like live shows on Podbean, so you guys should just check it out. So let me give it to the host, the Lali, to just close us today on Freaky Freaky Friday, title first time.
So, you know, this whole opening up and then, you know, signing out. So I remember one time I recorded, I also have a friend on the podcast channel.
Yeah.
I recorded one time and I had to delete it, because when I finished and I listened to the whole thing, I realized the intro was bad, the outro was bad. So I was like, you know what, let me just delete it. Maybe when I'm perfect with the whole intros and outros, then I'll start recording. So yeah.
Because sometimes you can just record a whole lot. I think one of the first time I was just podcasting, I had to record the trailer. Seriously,
yeah.
I had to delete like 30 notes, voice notes, and I was just sending it to my brother. Then my brother was just listening. He would be like, nah, it's not good. And I was like, oh, please. And I just deleted it. And I just deleted it from Anchor. And I think after that, my first episode was quite shaky. And after that, I got it. After 2-3 episodes, I got it. So yeah,
I'll try and see if I can, you know, record something tomorrow. But then, yeah, I feel it comes with time. Over time, you know, after 1-3, you know, you become comfortable and become good with it. So yeah. But then, having said that, yeah, thanks so much to our listeners, you know, to everyone who listens. We are very grateful. Today we decided to keep things a little. Here and there, slow and then short, But then, as you already know, you know, next week will be very interesting.
Next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, awesome. So it's just daily thing.
Yeah, we promise to bring great content. Big content. So yeah, that is about it. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get the link to support this podcast. Thank you.